announced our Coaches for CASA PSA today. We launched it here locally and had special guest Coach Rob Childress, the head baseball coach at A&M, joined us for the kickoff, and we just had a great time announcing it. Several of the colleges across the state of Texas have participated in this event, and Coach Childress, Coach Blair, and Coach Sherman all filmed PSAs on behalf of Voices for Children and CASA, just talking about the need for more volunteers and more child advocates for children that are in the foster care system.
It's great to have that kind of support.
It is. It's wonderful. I think one of the things that, you know, I mentioned today at the press conference that we're so excited about is it really does increase, I think, the visibility of the organization and really highlights the needs for additional advocates, additional voices for children. I think a lot of times people think, well, is this really a, you know, surely they don't want me or surely that's too hard of a role for me to do. But if not you, then who? Who's going to stand up and advocate for abused and neglected children and making sure that they're not lost in the larger cracks of the system? And I think the PSAs are a great tool for really highlighting the need for more advocates, but also speak to kind of a different demographic, and we're hoping that through this launching of the PSAs, we might recruit additional male volunteers. You know, we try as an organization, we want to be as diverse as the children that we're serving, and what better way to be able to respond to maybe a teen boy that comes into care than to have a positive male role model who's standing right there and willing to advocate on his behalf.
And I want to go back to an observation you talked about that some people may say, well, this may be too difficult. Not only here, but in CASAs I've been associated with and in other places, y'all have the training process so down that that should not be a concern.
Correct. We do. We've got a pretty rigorous screening process. There's an interview that goes with it and also a 30-hour training. And all of that is really to allow you as a community member to kind of put yourself in that role and is this the right fit for me? But in addition to the 30 hours of training, that's what our staff is here for as well, just to provide additional guidance. There's no way that we can train anyone to take on all advocacy cases. You can give everyone the basic knowledge for advocacy, but each case is so different. There really is that ongoing support that's needed, and our staff provides that. That's what we're here for, to be able to be an effective advocate and to make sure that the child is really navigated to a permanent, safe, and loving home.
Let's remind listeners the contact information if we've piqued their interest or if the PSA, or when the PSAs, I should say, piqued the interest of somebody who would like to learn more.
Absolutely. They can visit becomeacasa.org, or our local website is vfcbrazos.org, or they can call our office, which is 979-822-9700, and we'd be happy to talk with them further.